This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1351. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded March 20th, monitoring Nicaraguan fishermen, Uruguay back on shortwave, and also Pori, Finland, new seasonal changes from Europe and elsewhere, it's Serbia, not Bosnia, Algeria's resumed international service in English, Afghanistan's new frequencies, and the propagation outlook. Although always subject to change, I hear from WWCR that World of Radio is back on 12160, starting last week, Saturdays at 1630 UT. Remember that the fortnight of confusion is almost over. From March 25th, our broadcasts via European affiliates will be one UT hour earlier, notably World Radio Network Saturdays at 0800 UT. That's the transmission that goes out to most of the world except to North America via satellite. New Zealand has already gone back to standard time a week after we started daylight time in North America, which meant that the World of Radio airings via WRN, carried on World FM, moved one UT hour earlier. However, their other airings stayed at the same local time and now are one UT hour later. Is that totally confusing? Well, we think we have the latest information at the radio schedules page at worldofradio.org. Here's an internal notice from VOA saying that the General Counsel's Office has succeeded in registering the trademark of the words Voice of America, as distinct from the VOA logo, on behalf of the BBG. From now on, all references to this mark when used to promote the Voice of America should have the symbol R in a circle, following the words Voice of America. We spotted something very odd looking over the new Adventist World Radio schedule. Most of their broadcasts to North Africa are in Arabic, as you would expect, but there is one on the schedule in Mandarin to Algeria. It's at 2030 to 21 UT, broadcast via Jülich, Germany, on 9610 during the A07 season, replacing 9695. Peter Cruzas and we suspected this was a mistake, so Alakesh Gupta asked his contact at AWR, frequency manager Claudius Dedio, who assured him, yes, they are, in fact, broadcasting that half hour in Mandarin to Algeria. And, in fact, checking the old frequency, 9695, Noel Green in the UK was able to hear it in Mandarin as listed, and Wolfgang Büschel in Germany could barely detect it because he's in the skip zone from Jülich. Medium wave DXers and listeners are holding their breath, expecting possibly the worst to be announced by the FCC on March 22nd. Rene Tetreault found out that 1 week earlier, as of March 15th, the FCC announced it would issue the final regulations for so-called HD radio at its open meeting on March 22nd. We assume this will include whether it will ultimately be allowed on the medium wave band at night as well in the daytime. If it is allowed at night, that will mean digital buzzes blocking adjacent channels of many, if not all, frequencies, basically making medium wave only useful on local ground wave. CBC Radio introduced its new schedule on Radio 2 March 19th. Dumping much of its classical music programming in favor of jazz and more popular idioms, so they think. But there was an additional development we weren't expecting. CBC Radio 2 finally made available 5 time zone shifted webcasts, just like Radio 1 instead of Eastern Zone only, which makes it much more convenient to hear programming when you want to from not only Radio 1 but Radio 2. Although all the publicity centered around Radio 2, there were quite a number of programming changes on Radio 1 as well. The most important programming we have entered on our monitoring reminders calendar at all the new times. You can reach that via worldofradio.org. We have performed many time changes to update for DST in North America, but now we're going to have to start all over and do it again for all the listings from Europe. We've been missing Radio Universidad Nacional, Mexico City, which was on shortwave rather reliably for several weeks, 9599.3 variable. However, as of March 7th, they disappeared. Julian Santiago Diaz de Bonilla in Mexico City checked with the engineer there and said that they had some problem with the transmitter and they were trying to repair it as soon as possible. But they did not appear on the air again until the afternoon of March 19th when he heard them. And we heard a heterodyne in the evening when they're blocked by Cuba and DRM from HCJB. But they were not on the air the next day when they would have had a clear frequency in the daytime. Anyhow, we hope they can get back to regular broadcasts. On Sunday evening, March 18th, Alex Vranis in West Virginia, tuning in the utility bands, came across something quite interesting. At 2352 UT on 8989.1 upper sideband, a man speaking in Spanish, apparently a religious sermon, since he was mentioning Jesus and so forth, but there were other voices as well. And he heard it again the next evening at 2310 UT, although it was a little weaker than before. Renato Bruni in Italy then tuned in the frequency and says a fair to good signal here with a live public sermon. Voices from participants also heard in the background. He was getting it on the southwest lobe of his K9 AY antenna. And that led me to wonder, could it be that Canary Islands Church rediscovered? It used to be on 6715, but it was broadcasting mostly in Korean. Renato says, no, this is only in Spanish. They were having some prayers, quite readable, but could not get any ID. He says it's clearly aimed at Spanish-speaking fishermen greeting each other in QSO style, mentioning the names of some of the ships, and they mentioned Venezuela and Nicaragua. All this discussion, by the way, was taking place on the DX Listening Digest Yahoo group. Then Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica says, 8989 is the gathering frequency for a growing group of Christian fishermen, mostly from Caribbean Nicaragua, who have to struggle day by day for a tough living, and in some way among heathen people who can hardly talk without cursing. One of them heard on the frequency was Mauricio Coronado talking about eternity and greeting other colleagues from Lancha Antorcha and even a guy from Venezuela. It ended at midnight UT, and they mentioned changing frequency to 8962, where he also heard them conversing with the same clear and good signal. Well, I'm pretty sure that 8989 is not a maritime channel, but an aeronautical channel. So I was wondering what the name of the net is, if any is mentioned. Is there a specific schedule? Is there ever any music? Are there ever any legal IDs? I suspect these may be pirates. Raul Saavedra replies, I'll have to check again for the name. They seem to gather around sunset, 2300 UT. No music heard. They're occasionally in the two-way mode, commenting on how fishing is behaving, among other topics such as politics, women, family, and Bible teaching and prayers. Alex Vranis thanks everyone for their input on this and says he's also heard something unusual on another nearby frequency where you would not expect to hear broadcasts. 8937 upper sounded like a Brazilian football game. This could also be directed to fishermen. Roberto Scaglione spotted a report from the Italian news agency ANSA that President Chavez decided to resume doing Allo Presidente on Sunday mornings, starting at 1500 UT. For a while, he had decided not to do it on Sundays, but instead just about every weekday evening. So this may mean that Havana will resume shortwave relays on Sundays. Check some of the former frequencies, such as 11875, 13680. Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica has come across a Colombian harmonic. 12070 at 1330 UT, which is the second harmonic of 6035 La Voz del Guaviare. Unfortunately, it was blocked by Radio Sweden, which also started using that frequency recently. But La Voz del Guaviare was in the clear when he checked again at 2113 UT during a football match. Just about every week, Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal logs a couple of dozen Brazilian shortwave stations, the highest among them being Radio Cultura São Paulo on 17815, March 11th at 1730. I've been wanting to hear this one, usually trying later in the day. Since I knew it was active, I tried again when I was at a park with a low noise level. And indeed, I heard something there. It could not have been anything else, I think, at 2324 UT with some vocal music on 17815, but very weak. Big news from Uruguay on March 14th. Horacio Negro there found that Sodre had reactivated two shortwave frequencies. They've been off the air for several months, and indeed there had not been any shortwave broadcasts from Uruguay. Now he was hearing 6125, identifying as Radio Uruguay, around 1217 UT. And another Sodre outlet with a different program, identified as Emisora del Sur, on approximately 9621 at 1251. Thanks to Horacio's alert, Renato Bruni in Italy tuned in the higher frequency and heard it on a split channel measured at 9620.37 or 38 at 2105 to 2130 UT, also reported by Andy Lavendel in Italy. Later on, they have to cope with interference such as Spain on 9620 even, and this is a problem even in Uruguay, as Horacio Negro noted, at 2350. Samuel Cacho in Brazil heard 9620 plus at 0947 UT, and Arnaldo Slan in Argentina heard the other channel, which he measured at 6124.98 at 2015. The Archive Hour on BBC Radio 4 had a very interesting show Saturday, March 17th, called Strangers in the Night. It was about the Argentine invasion of the Falkland Islands in 1982, with a lot of recordings from the Falkland Islands Broadcasting Service. It is, as usual from BBC, available on demand, but only for 1 week. So look at BBC Radio 4's Listen Again page before March 23rd. Last week we mentioned that Radio Exterior de España was planning on using 15345 for its special broadcast to Spanish troops in Lebanon until 2200 UT, and that it would collide with Argentina's European service, which has been on that frequency forever. In fact, there'll be a three-way collision if nothing changes, because Morocco has already been colliding with Argentina on the same frequency. Problem is, neither Morocco nor Argentina participates in HFCC frequency coordination. So as far as Spain was concerned, they don't exist. Stephen Luce in Texas has been looking at BBC World Service for frequency change information with the new A07 season. At one place on their website, they say they're adjusting shortwave transmissions to some parts of the world in line with listener trends. More people are choosing to listen to platforms such as FM, satellite, and fewer on shortwave. As a result, broadcasts in English to Eastern and Central Europe on shortwave will stop. English to Southern Europe will be reduced to 12 hours a day, and Arabic to the Middle East will be reduced to 14 hours. Shortwave times of early morning and evening will be retained. Kai Ludwig has analyzed this further and feels that this is more of a paper change than a real change. Some of the frequencies will still be on the air, although not officially to the targets that are being dropped. He also notes that the services to the Caribbean area, which I believe will still be in English, will be as follows. At 11 to 13, 9480 from French Guiana and 9660 from WHRI. These are mostly the same, but not all. 21 to 22, 11675 Greenville. 21 to 23, 13640 WHRI, that's new, and at 22 to 23 5975 via French Guiana. We are in the midst of World of Radio 1351. Our address, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA. Our thanks this week for financial support go to James Gershman, K1JJJ, who sent a donation via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. From the new Deutsche Welle schedule via Joe Hanlon, for monitoring times readers, I've picked out what are expected to be the best frequencies for English in North America, although not to North America. These first ones are transmitted from Rwanda toward West Africa, which is just about the same direction as we are. At 04 to 5, 7245. 5 to 5:30, 9700. 6 to 6:30, 15275. 21 to 22, 15205, and 11865. The same last two frequencies are also in use an hour earlier at 2000, but at that time they are aimed southeast from Rampisham, England, and they might also be audible here off the back, 15205 and 11865. By the way, there will be further changes in broadcasts from Germany, not only at the end of March, but the end of April and May. Wolfgang Büschel in World EX Club Contact sums part of it up this way. Usage of T-System shortwave transmitters at Nauen, near Berlin, by Deutsche Welle, will end on April 30th. From May 1st, DW will predominantly use VT communication sites. The former Nauen schedule will be switched to facilities in Ascension, UAE, but mostly to Rampisham, Skelton, and Wooferton, as well as Deutsche Welle sites in Sinich and Kigali. And in DX Listening Digest, Kai Ludwig adds this. CVC will cease all transmissions via Germany after May 31st. Last year, they already canceled all outlets via Jülich, keeping only a single Wertachtel transmitter for Africa, and that will now end too. It's quite remarkable since they bought the Jülich station and will take it over after T-Systems terminates its operation at Jülich on New Year's Eve. So we wonder what will happen to that station then. And more interesting news from Kai Ludwig in Germany, looking at the A07 schedules. He says the Pori, Finland site, abandoned by YLE on December 31st, will run a daily Polski radio transmission this season, 21 to 22 on 7170, 250 kilowatts at 220 degrees. This will be in Polish, parallel to Wertachtel Germany on 6135. That should be the first regular transmission from Pori in almost 3 months, except for any tests they may have carried out. This is brokered by T-Systems as the only Polish radio transmissions they do not run via their own transmitters currently in Issoudun and Fontbonne, France, and Mont-Saint-Henri, French Guiana, will cease. The Finnish transmission provider, owned by TDF, so this should be an arrangement through TDF, like the current usage of Fontbonne. And another interesting tidbit from Kai Ludwig. The Voice of Russia will use the Wertachtel Germany site for North America during the A07 season. At 02 to 03 in Russian and English, 03 to 05 on 9515, 250 kilowatt, through a 4x4 curtain aimed 300 degrees. Via Alakesh Gupta, we have the A07 schedule from Radio Ukraine International, and I'll concentrate on the English language broadcasts. At midnight and 03 UT to North America, they're using the Lviv site with 500 kilowatts on 7440. To Europe, they're using the Kharkiv site with only 100 kilowatts at 1100 on 15675 and 2100 on 7510. Kai Ludwig points out that the broadcast to North America on 7440, already in use, had been by a different site, Kopani, which they had planned to close down over a year ago, but apparently they are now doing it. That was originally rated as 1,000 kilowatts, but Ola Alm believes they had not been using it because they had to use rhombic antennas. And the new site, which they call Lviv, is also known more specifically as Krasny, where they do have modern curtain antennas. So there could be a net improvement in signal strength at the receiving end. I mentioned last week that even in Europe, people were barely able to hear International Radio Serbia on 6100 kHz, which extended its broadcasts to start at 1400 in English. These had been registered as the high-power transmitter site just across the border at Bijeljina, Bosnia and Herzegovina. But since the signals were so weak, some of us were wondering if that was really the case, including Wolfgang Büschel. He asked some people in Serbia to check it out, and we got this reply from Dragan Nekic. He says, I phoned the shortwave site Stubline near Belgrade on March 15th. It had been damaged in NATO bombing. However, that's what they're currently using on 6100. It's a mobile transmitter with only 10 kilowatts between 14 and 22 UT. Bijeljina not currently in use, in need of repairs, but they hope to resume that in about 3 months. And Kai Ludwig found something on their website saying that thanks to investments, it could soon be possible for our shortwave center at Bijeljina to resume. For the first time in years, we were able to get a decent budget, says Radio Serbia director Milena Jokic. However, Igor from Serbia tells BCDX International Radio Serbia is in limbo. Funding is getting scarce and it can no longer rely on federal funding. Its future status is not certain. And Jari Savolainen in Finland found that 6100 was putting out spurs on 6686 and 5514, where you might actually have better luck hearing them than on the fundamental. English from Radio Tirana, Albania, A07, to Europe at 1845 on 7465 and 6035, at 2000, 7465. These are daily except Sundays and UT Mondays. To North America, 0145 to 02 and 0230 to 03 on 7425 and 6115. Still trying to pin down exactly where shortwave transmitters are in Libya. Bernd Trout now says, according to TDP, two 100-kilowatt transmitters were installed in 2006 at a new site in Libya called Ghat, G-H-A-T, which is in the southwest next to the Algerian border. There were also two 500-kilowatt transmitters installed in 2005 at Sabratha, not clear exactly where that is, although Kai Ludwig says it's 55 kilometers west of Tripoli. Mike Cooper forwards an AFP story that on March 19th, Algeria resumed an international service in four languages, including English. More about it at Media Network. Trouble is, it's not on shortwave, but it is on satellite and webcast. Here's the web link. I found they had an English half hour at 1900 UT, well heard here on a Windows player. MMS:/80.246.5.162/international with an E. Andy Sunnen at Radio Netherlands tells us that Voice of the People, clandestine for Zimbabwe, has added another transmission in the morning because of the political violence occurring in Zimbabwe. It's via Madagascar at 0359 to 0457 on 9765. Jari Savolainen in Finland tells DX Listening Digest he's heard a shortwave station from Somalia, 6950 a.m., March 15th at 1813 with Horn of Africa music and talk in what sounded like Somali. There was also Quran and closing at 1859. The ID is Radio Bai, B-A-I, or maybe B-A-Y, and it comes from Baidoa, also reported by I Parviainen. Via Joe Hanlon, here's Voice of Turkey's A07 schedule in English. Everything's one UT hour earlier, and all the frequencies have changed at 12:30, 15:450, and 13:685. Not for North America, but try them anyway here. At 18:30, 9785, 20:30, 7170, 22, 6195, and at 03, 5975 and 7270. Those intended for North America are 6195 and 5975. From ARRL via John Norfolk, all amateur radio activity in Iraq has been suspended until the security situation improves. This applies to everyone, citizens, foreigners, contractors, and military. In BCDX, Bernhard Weisskopf in Germany reports finding a couple of frequencies registered in A07 for Radio Afghanistan, presumably that new transmitter we've been waiting on, at 22 to 15 on 6130, at 01 to 18 on 7145, each with 50 kilowatts. However, I wouldn't hold my breath and expect them to show up immediately, but keep an ear on those frequencies. In the Nagoya DX circle, S. Aoki via S. Hasegawa notes when English news is broadcast from Mongolian Radio's second program home service, identifying as Blue Sky Radio, or in Mongolian, Hol Tenger, on 7260. The English news is Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 0840 to 0900. Well, that's shortly before sunset, but it should be propagating to the east. By the way, we've also had a discussion that apparently Mongolia will not be going on summertime. Takahito Akabayashi forwards an item from Japan Economic News that the Shiokaze broadcast about those abducted by North Korea will be allowed to be transmitted via the KDDI Yamata site, which has previously been available only to NHK Radio Japan. The Shiokaze broadcast, however, will be for only one half hour at 2030 UT on one of the following frequencies, 6045, 6080, or 6185. Apparently, this means that NHK itself will not have to get involved in such broadcasts, which had been a subject of great controversy. We've had several reports of RRI, Gorontalo, Sulawesi, Indonesia, all between 11:30 and 12 UT on 3266.4. From Chuck Boland in Florida, in the Nassau Flash Sheet, George Herron, California, and Steve Wiseblood in Texas put it on 3266.6. Still no further reports of PMA Micronesia on 4755. However, another Latin American has popped up near its frequency, which could block it or at least cause confusion. Reported by Nicolas Ceramo and Arnaldo Slein in Argentina, Radio Huanta 2000 in Peru had been on 4746.8, but now it's been reported on 4754.95. However, only in our local evenings around 22 to midnight UT, when we would not be hearing Micronesia anyway. Yet another new schedule for Radio New Zealand International goes into effect March 26th. Here are the analog frequencies and their start times. From 0459 on 9615, 0659, 6095, 1059, 9870, 1300 back to 6095, 1851, 11725, 1951, 15720, 2358, 13730. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued March 20th. Solar activity very low, geomagnetic field quiet to unsettled, minor storm possible March 27th. With an A and K index of 15 and 4, but 20 and 5 predicted for April 2nd and 9th. Solar flux peaking at 75 from March 22nd to April 4th. And that's World of Radio 1351. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.